Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny. I am the founder of The Truth is Funny and also the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector. Welcome to my new studio. So excited to be hosting this show live on Facebook for the first time. We'll see how it goes. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And you can stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. My co-hosts on the show today will probably be Stellafant, my kitten. She has a very loud voice, and possibly Pearl if she feels like it. These co-hosts are not to be confused with Karen Betton, who is the founder of Unlimited Living, who shows up every third Wednesday and consistently to co-host The Truth is Funny. So Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific, live on the airwaves and also in the archives at transformationtalkradio.com, thetruthisfunny.com, and you can also find us on transformationradio.fm if you're listening later. So the energetic upgrades are available through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. And we'll still be able to access the energetic upgrades when you listen later. I do want to warn you, I'm not yet playing with a full deck, but I'm very close to completing this one. I started Tales from the Vector way back in 2007. On February 1st, 2007 was when my first dragon appeared. And quite frankly, I didn't talk about them too much at the time because I thought maybe it's not such a good thing to be seeing dragons and speaking to them, but they have been with me now for close to 15 years, I guess. And I have found that they're about unconditional love. And I've had such an amazing time doing these paintings. When they first appeared, what happened is I thought, okay, Ange Ekstasia, who is right behind me here, was the very first dragon from Tales from the Vector. She showed up in my living room, and like as I said, on February 1st, 2007, and she told me that I would be painting 64 dragons, and she was the first in an oracle that would come at a time in history for the planet when it was most needed at exactly the right time. And I was like, oh, and I said, 64 paintings, are are they small? No. The dragons like very big paintings. And each one usually generally takes me about six months to complete. The longest one that I ever worked on, the longest time it took was 3 years. And that is because while I'm painting these paintings, I'm energetically connecting with what's going on in the planet, and I am inputting the energetic shifts into these paintings. So back in 2000, and I think it was three years ago, Cindy Lee Yelland and I went out to Spring Festival Awareness, and she helped me bring the dragons out. At that time, I only had 25 of them. And then I, in the next year, what I did is I had gone to Peru for ayahuasca ceremony. And while I was there, I realized when I came home that my visions were some of the other cards in the deck. And so I completed 60 out of 62 now out of 64. And I have 62 energy correcting cards out there. You can order paintings and the cards at talesfromthevector.com. And the Ange came to me and said that she was the crystal queen, that she had laid every egg on the planet to create all crystals. I have my master's in crystallogy. I've studied crystals a lot. She is embedded with, I think, 86 crystals along her spine, you can see. And she's holding the pearl of wisdom in her, I guess, hands, claws. And she is sitting on a crystal generator, and she is pulling all this beautiful energy in. And she is sitting in the flow because she's on a crystal generator. And she's got this beautiful energy and very, very honored throughout the universe for laying all these eggs of all these beautiful crystals. However, for her, she was kind of sad because she wanted to have a real baby dragon. And that's when she met the dragon that we'll share next dragon show. That would be Mr. Sexuality, our performance dragon. And they ended up having, she ended up having a dragon, which I'll show you that. I'll feature third here. So these cards have been out there now for 3 years. And people I started my Call to Dance program and integrated these cards into the program. I'm really proud to say I found the foundation of my Call to Dance program. The four layers are now complete, and I have 17 official modern day dragon sayers that are out there already playing with the cards. We have taken them to the we have quite a few callers I'm noticing now. Sorry, at this time I'm getting used to being on video, on radio, correcting energy and everything else. So Carter, let's just take the first caller.
All right, we have Yulith from BC. Welcome to the show.
Hi, hey, Yulith.
Hey, Colette. How are you?
Really good. You see that I've gone back to my roots in my hair.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm actually just calling in. I don't yet have my my computer all ready to go, but
oh, okay. So you can see it later, probably. But yeah,
absolutely.
I decided about 3 months ago that I was going to go back to my regular color. And I was shocked to find out that it was this color. We're working on it.
Wow.
What can we do for you today?
Amazing. I was just calling to get a correction, really, because in the last couple of weeks, I've been a little bit run down. Mm-hmm. So I just thought I would call in and just get a little boost.
Cool. So on a scale of 0 to 10, when you think about the energy in the last couple of weeks, I like to get a baseline from people. So 10 being hair on fire, press the panic button, and 0 being, hey, I'm cool as a cucumber. Where are you on that scale?
I'd say it was in between a 7 or an 8 because I've been a little bit sad.
Okay. So tell me about that sadness.
It sort of just comes on. Like, it doesn't have an event attached to it, but it sort of just happens. I wake up that way, or I'll feel that way during the day, and I can't really quite explain why that is.
Well, what I found, like, we were just at the Holistic Fair at the Laurel Packard building here in Kelowna on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And probably it was really busy, like really, really, really busy. And generally what happens is we put the entire deck out, and people walking by will just pick a card. Or I also do the 3-card readings like I'm doing right here with you. I'm going to pull 3 cards. It just makes it a little more fun. But out of maybe 50 people that pulled a card, every single one of them did pull almost every single person, which was very unusual. They pulled this card. If you can see that, that's the transition card. This is the card about birth and death, about transition happening. And I'm finding for a lot of people that right now that there's a lot of major transition going. And here in Canada, April 30th is our income tax day, when you have to get your income tax prepared and ready for the you know, for the government and pay all your taxes and that. And it's really tiring a lot of people out. I'm getting a lot of people that are saying they are exhausted. That exhaustion is coming up more like when the authentic self triad, which is your body, soul, and spirit, becomes a little unbalanced or uneven. What happens is we tend to go into this space of fear and phobia. And that's something that I was going to talk about in the next segment. And I will, I'm just checking the time here. I could probably find a better way to do it. But what I would like to do is just do a general energetic shift for everybody regarding birth and death. My cards are not meant to be really like a regular deck. The cards actually shift energy on a general level. And they indicate to people what's really the real weakness is going, that's going on. And because I'm so intimately connected to these cards and I pick up the energy for you being very much around this, it's about financial institutions, authority figures. A lot of the problems that people are feeling right now are because of astrological, moving out of the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius. You know, we have to take a short break. Are you able to stay on the line for and over the break?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, I'm gonna work on you a little bit over the break, and I'll tell you what cards I picked, and we'll see what number we can get you at. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we are on Facebook Live doing dragon card readings. Super exciting and super new for me. When we return, call in and 1-800-930-2819, and we will shift some more energy.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
You said forever, you said always. Now you know things have changed and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Luz, visit saraluz.com.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan, live on Facebook. We do use local talent to reproduce quality art prints and energy correcting cards. If you're interested, you can check that out at talesfromthevector.com. And that's spelled T-A-I-L-S fromthevector.com. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Nikola Tesla said, if you want to find the key to the universe, think in terms of energy, of frequency, energy, and vibration. And so this is tuning into the collective consciousness. Just before the call, I was talking about the last break. I was talking about the card, that the transition card, how many people at the Holistic Fair actually chose that one. It came in for you too, Yulith. Yulith called in right before the show. Yulith, I just wanted to check in with you. Is your number changed at all yet?
It's dropped down, yes, for sure. It's probably at about a 6 or a 4. It's dropping fast.
Yeah, because what's coming up is this card here came up first, and this is my anticipation card. And so she's a twin dragon, and well, all of the dragons, the dragon babies have an angel that goes with them because there's so much work to look after. Dragons like to fly around. So this card is about anticipation. And so when we have expectations of how things should go, what happens is it creates a limitation for pretty much everybody. Whereas if you anticipate a strong future, it allows people to move into more of a place where they're affirming a good future rather than dealing with the expectations of how life is supposed to be. And this is what I'm finding is a leading weakness for a lot of people right now, is that people waiting for the new normal or for the old normal, like things to go back to how they used to be. And let's face it, we're in some very interesting times right now. And so people are really worked up right now because nothing feels normal. Things aren't going quite the way they are supposed to. And you can find this with all the systems right now, you know, and so adding just like even the smallest thing like income tax season with all the extra things can trigger people. Everybody at the banks and all the accountants and everybody with a business, everybody's just like, you know, scrambling to get it done. It's just one of those things that the energy at this time of year. And at the same time, we have all this beautiful spring energy and people are kind of wanting to just, you know, chill out. And it's, you know, in Canada, we've had a long winter here. We want to have some fun in the spring. And we have to, you know, we have all this extra stuff to do. And that's what a lot of people are saying right now. The other card that came up is the redemption card, which I find very interesting because this also was a card that almost everybody picked at the Holistic Fair. And it's come up for you also, Yulith. And this card of this is my redemption card. This is about clearing karma. And so we have... this dragon is from Florida, and in a cave down under by the, it's by the Bomini. I don't know if I'm saying this right because it's coming just into me here. But this dragon was right off the coast where the Bermuda Triangle is, and where there's, I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's underwater, like pyramids right off the coast there. And this card, so this card is about clearing karma. And we have karma. Karma is just cause and effect. We can have karma directly with people, indirectly with people. And we can also have fall into 11 karmic spaces that are typical for most people. So the other card here that I pulled for you is the perception card. And perception is perception.
Probably my favorite card.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love this card too. This card in ayahuasca ceremony, the plant medicine speaks. We call her the madre, and it's like when you go to the eye doctor and you know they say this lens or this one, and she would show me this beautiful, beautiful, bright, happy, and then this logical, hard stuff. And I'd say, could I just see that again? And then I'd get stuck in the not fun, which seemed like days and days. It was probably only hours or even maybe just minutes. And then she would say, well, are you ready to see that? And I'd say, well, can I just see this for what, you know, just to so I know which one? And she'd throw it at me again. And so I learned in that in that time that perception has a huge effect. And so what's going on for a lot of people and what I've picked up as your number one weakness is you're intuitive and you're in tune with the energy and sensitive to it. And at the same time, your perception hasn't caught up really with the intuition to create a strong insight for you. And that is exhausting. And so we're just going to strengthen that body, soul, spirit triad for everybody. And for the collective influence, that's one of the biggest weaknesses now. Where are you at now?
I feel like I'm at a 3 or a 2.
At a 3 or a 2? Okay, so we're just going to strengthen that perception some more and see if we can get you down to the 0 point. So when you get in touch with these three cards and what I've said, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Layer 2.
Sorry, I'm just checking if I'm supposed to be... Carter, am I supposed to be going on a break?
No, we're good.
Okay, good. Sorry, I was in the zone and I lose track of time very easily. So, Yula, say that again. What is the first thing that comes to you?
I said layer 2, because I'm in a couple of weeks. That's what we're going to be doing.
Yes. I'm having my layer 2 call to dance seminar. And I have quite a few people that have already, this particular seminar, you have to have your layer 1 first. Having said that, I do have a free Shift Happens live talk event from 7 to 9 on the Friday night. And that's at the Kanata Hotel on Harvey in right here in Kelowna. And so Yulith, you're attending. It is not uncommon for people who attend my seminars as soon as they sign up for things to happen. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that. It's kind of like, that's this anticipation. See, the leading weakness that I picked up for everybody today was fears and phobias, which I'll talk about in a minute, you know, in the next segment. But what's going on is we want to be strong to seeing our future in a beautiful way and just anticipating it. And that's like an affirmation for the universe that we are really ready to participate in a brilliant future. And so sometimes because people fear change, because most people pay attention to change that is kind of drastic. Like I say, the universe will give you a gentle nudge and then the universe will give you the frying pan treatment if you don't listen. And if you don't listen to that, you'll get the 2x4. So we want to be really aware and in this place. When you get in touch with it now, where are you at?
I think I'm down to a 1, but I just had this feeling of fear again.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's fear of you changing and losing a part of yourself that it's kind of like have you noticed that you've shifted quite a bit in the last, couple of years?
Oh, yes. Big time.
Okay. And so
life has never been this good.
Right. And so this is so funny because this is a typical fear that most people have, which I was going to talk about in this segment anyway. And this fear is of things going so well that you're afraid the other shoe's going to drop. And so we're just going to strengthen for everybody that, instead of when something goes really well, that we go into this place of fear, that we can surpass that and strengthen that vision we have of our beautiful future. Thank you so much for calling in, Yulith. I can't wait to see you on May 24th.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Oh, me too. This is all so exciting. This is what I'm talking about. I'm so excited to have this Facebook Live thing going, setting up the studio. It's been a lot of work to get it all together. I want to, thank Carter and Will for helping me set up the technology, and Janet. It's been a lot of work and such a pleasure. And I'm just so excited to see all the Dragon Sayers again, and look forward to seeing you in Kelowna. So you have an amazing day.
You too. Much love to you.
Much love to you too. All right, so we're at that time where we need to just take another short break. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, the Queen of Shift, and I'll be right back right after this break.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, the Queen of Shift, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're making some serious shift happen here on our first Facebook Live show featuring my dragons from Tales from the Vector. You can check them out at talesfromthevector.com, T-A-I-L-S. And also, I just wanted to say that you can call in for a three-card reading. These are readings that we do with the cards, like typically at the holistic fairs, etc. And we've been having a lot of fun with them. We just had Ulith on the show, and we have another caller here, Carter. I think we better take this one.
Yeah, we have Kelly from British Columbia. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Hi. Hanging in. How are you? Beautiful.
Oh, I'm great. I'm having such an, I'm just so stoked. how are you doing, Kelly? Kelly, you've taken a couple of my Dragon Sayer classes, what our Call to Dance program. Are you coming out for layer two?
Yes, I'm going to come up with Tracy and redo your layer two.
Oh, yay. I'm so excited to hear that. I just love when my when people come back, and we're creating so much community with the seminars now. And what I love about it is we get together. And we, in the morning, I teach people basically the basics of what I, of how to feel when energy drops, what we call when it goes out of alignment, when it goes weak, and how to energetically to identify and eliminate the energetic weakness, because it's never what you think it is. So, I'm so excited to have you, show up for that. And, was it the April seminar? I had to, the seminar that I had in February, I had to cancel because of a snowstorm. And so I decided I had all this space open for the weekend at the hotel. So I broke it into 3.5-hour seminars called Baby Steps. And I will be featuring that again this coming June 1st. There's going to be one at 9 in the morning till 12:30. And then also one at 2 in the afternoon till 5:30. And those baby steps are what we learn in layer one in the morning. And it's perfect for anyone's welcome, you know, returning, and new students are welcome to attend that. And as I said, that will be on June 1st June 1st. And then at 7:00 to 9:00, the live shift happens talk event. And so you will be coming out on May 24th will you be out there for the Shift Happens Live Talk event?
Well, we hope so. I mean, I'm coming with Tracy, so who knows?
And you know, what's really, really cool, at our last event, we had a really beautiful group of people show up for that. And there was 4 people in the audience, 2 wanted to sell a house and 2 wanted to buy one. And at the end of the seminar, we sold the person who left the demo the next day, she sold her house. She was just sitting in the audience. And then we found one of our other people that was sitting in the audience actually managed to buy the house and get the financing she wanted. So those are the kinds of things. Those are the kinds of things we work on. What would you like me to work on for you today?
There's so many things happening right now, so I think I'm going to just ask you to go with my leading weakness.
Okay, well, that's interestingly enough, again, it's not surprising, but that's that transition card again, the birth and death. You've had a death in your family?
Yes, my sister.
Okay. What happened?
She had cardiac amyloidosis, which is a rare disease. And we ended up keeping her at home for, I think, it was about the last 4 months. And she went on April 27th.
Okay.
Sorry, so March 27th. Sorry, March 27th at 6:47 in the morning.
Okay, so take a deep breath. Where are you on a scale 0 to 10?
8.
Mm-hmm. So we're just going to strengthen this for you. What's coming up is this card came up. This card is the anger card. This is a card that people go into. Why is it that always the good die young?
Yeah.
That's what's coming up for you. You're weak to that. And you feel like anger coming down. And it's an anger of someone leaving you. Was your sister like your best friend?
Yes. It's always just been the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of issues with my parents, as you know. So it was like she was my everything.
She still is. Would just take a deep breath here. The anger is what I want to work on. That it's because what I've discovered for a lot of people is that when they feel really angry, it's because anger can motivate people and keep you going. Is that what you're finding?
Yes, in a lot of ways, but having health issues, I can't get as going as I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's like I basically lost my being, my reason for being, because she was my job for the last 3 years, say,
mm-hmm.
of supporting her. So it's like a double loss, and it's kind of like, well, where do I go from here?
Okay, so this is awesome that you're coming out for the seminar, because what happens, I was talking about fears and phobias, and a lot of the biggest fear for a lot of people is death and
right.
change. And so your sister is coming through here a lot of times. Can you feel some energy running through you right now?
Yeah, my hands are tingling.
Yeah. So I have a tendency to attract people from the other side because they know that I can, you know, they don't have to turn the TV off and on and blink lights and break technology. So your sister is coming through here. Now, when you get in touch with her, what I'm doing is I'm just strengthening any karma that's left over of being left alone. It's kind of like you're this was, my dad was very ill and was in the hospital for, in and out for 4 years. And I became one of, like almost like the parent in that time. And
right.
My dad went through hell. He really, 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 really did. He was paralyzed from head to toe. I had to learn how to eat and, you know, breathe. He couldn't even breathe on his own. He had Guillain-Barré syndrome, which hits really fast, and in 36 hours he was paralyzed. So I understand this when you're looking after someone and looking after someone and looking after someone, and you know they're very ill. You know they're very ill on a logical level, but for what it's so hard to actually see someone in that space. So we're just going to strengthen you to all the trauma that was caused by that and allow you to recognize that a lot of your anger is grief, and that it's okay to let that grief go, and it's okay to be angry also. Having said that, it's okay not to be angry. What number are you at now?
At six.
At a six?
Yeah, six or okay. five.
Do you want to hang on? Because we have to take a short break again. And if you hang on, then we'll come back and we'll see if we can get you a little bit lower here. And I'll tell you about the other two cards I picked for you. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, live on Facebook with the dragons. And you notice no cats, because they, I guess, decided they aren't going to participate after all. We'll be right back right after this short break to make some more shift happen.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Are you ready to consistently tap into the transcendent place where your whole being is available to you and access a higher level of ability and performance physically, cognitively, emotionally, and effectively? Then join us on ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Go to JeanetteWolf.com, Quantum Body, to sign up for your whole health mentoring.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, the Queen of Shift. You have happened upon The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Buzz, buzz. Be irresistible and look up borderfreebees.com to create a nectar trail in your area. I have become an ambassador for the bees, and I have been planting plants and outside my house, I have a huge space, and I'm out there educating people. So I like to just share a little bit about the bees before we get back into the show. Something I didn't know is there's 400 different types of bees in the Okanagan Valley. And of those 400 types of bees, only two are the honeybees and the bumblebees are the ones that live in hives and that people typically think. I was totally unaware of this. There are 398 species pretty much live in the ground, and some of them are very, very, very tiny. So when you're in the spring, when you're cleaning up your yard, give it a little bit of time so that the leaves and everything, that you don't disturb the ground too much so that the bees can come out of hibernation and not get injured by like hoes and rototillers, et cetera. And the bees need the dandelion flowers. That's their first type of food. So just because at this time, in the last 20 years, we have lost 75% of the insects on this planet. And so this is why I decided to become a bee ambassador and to take some time on every show just to remind people, you know, about our pollinators and how important they are for us. We have Kelly, who's been patiently waiting. And I just wanted to check in with you, Kelly. Where are you at now?
I'd say about a 3.
Good job. Hey. So,
yeah,
this card here is the karmic space of intention. And, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So a common weakness that people have, this is our pet card, by the way. And as soon as this is kind of the in ayahuasca ceremony, it's very common for people to actually feel their death. And as soon as we went off the air, Stella came in here and she wants to say hi to you, Kelly.
Hi, Stella.
She said, I'm going to bother correcting her about this one because I'm really good at it. Because she said, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, because your sister doesn't want you to be in grief on this planet without her. And she's with you anyway. She's connecting with you right now. And she's reminding you of this through me on the show. So we're just going to strengthen that for you. And then the last card is actually a tactic. And this one's distraction, basically. And this is about all the holidays. And what's coming up for you, it's the thought of not having anything good to look forward to. And not understanding what your purpose is now. And so we're just going to strengthen you to all of that, all the upcoming holidays, all that you could anticipate, all these wonderful times with your sister in a different way and experience life fully. And when you get in touch with that right now, how do you feel?
It's sad.
So what I would suggest you do is go and have a really good cry.
Right.
And allow it out. And when you come here on May 24th, when you get to Kelowna, we'll work on this some more. This is what I love about my seminars. It is not my intention so much to teach seminars, but to build a strong future with other people. And I find that it's a lot more fun to hang around people that know how to clear their own shift. we're creating community. And so I'm so happy that you're coming out to Kelowna for the seminar, and that that we'll be able to support you in this way, Kelly. So lots of love to you. And thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you so much, sweetie.
All right. Bye for now, sweetheart. See you in a few weeks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Carter, we have time for one more guest, I think, here.
All right. We have Trish from British Columbia. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Trisha.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing, Trisha?
I'm panicking a little bit. Bill's unemployment insurance is running out. Mm-hmm. Bill has not found a job.
Okay. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being hair on fire panic, and zero, hey, I've got this one. Where are you at?
Probably about a 75 right now.
Pardon me?
I said about a 75.
Okay. So we're just going to strengthen. This is what a lot of people are concerned about right now. I've been getting a lot of people that are going through a lot of major life transformations. And people concerned about their careers and their jobs and about the money situation and the systems. And so we're just going to strengthen all of this for you. Unemployment insurance, when you get in touch with that, that's the word that you're going weak to is insurance. So the best insurance anyone can have is relationship insurance. you know, the more people that you know, the better. This is a card that I just picked for you. This is a karmic space. The space of, this is the ego. And so this card is about initiation. And so what's coming up is a lot of times when people have a fear of what's going on, or fear that's collective, is coming up that there's a lot of people right now concerned about losing their jobs. It's coming up that there's a lot of people right now that are quitting their jobs. and we want to strengthen for people to let go of jobs, J-O-B, Journey of the Broke, and move towards more career-orientated energy. And so we just strengthen that for you. Recognizing that you can't hold on to the same old plate when you're standing at the buffet of life and have as good a meal as if you put the plate down and you get a new plate to put your food on. And so I'm just strengthening you to that, that you'll, you know, that you have a God-given right to always have food on your plate and for your family to also have food on theirs. This is a beautiful card that just came up for you. This is my energetic upgrade card. This there's six dragonflies in my deck. This one is dipping her tail in the pool of bliss. I love this card. This is a really strong card. So we're just going to... It's saying, you know, yes, we do get very attached with our ego to our careers and our jobs and to the way we are doing. And, you know, the caller just before you, when she was saying, like, she felt like she lost her job, you know, when her sister passed. So it's this feeling of emptiness that more that is coming up for you as the weakness, like being afraid of being empty. And so we're just going to strengthen everybody out there to fill any empty spaces. This is what I was going to talk about in the last segment, is this nugget of wisdom from the Vector. My book has, The Truth is Funny, has quite a few nuggets of wisdom in it. And the thing is that when people are afraid, they have a tendency to attract what they're fearing. And so they wonder, why do we attract the things that we're the most afraid of? Because we're putting our energy into it. So we just strengthen you to that, to seeing yourself, as I said before, seeing the vision of you moving towards a stronger way. And then do you have this is the last of the three cards I chose here for you. Do you have there we go. Oh, sorry, my mic just went off a bit. This is the astrological space. This is the astrological card, Cancer. And this is about fear, wanting to have safety in the home. So when I check in with you now, what number are you at?
Oh, I'm still quite high because are these corrections for me or are they for my husband?
Both. So we're going to strengthen that for both of you. You've already stepped into a new way of being. And he's getting ready to step into a new way of being is what's coming up. And you both have been working on it. So we're just going to strengthen you to the concerns. When you get in touch with it right now, what number are you at?
I'm probably about an 8.
Okay. So when you get in touch with it, what emotion comes up?
Anger and panic.
Yeah. So what's a lot of people I'm finding right now are confusing anxiety with excitement. So on some level, you are you comfortable in your position now and feel like you're in a good space with your career?
No, because it doesn't pay enough.
Okay. So you don't really have a problem with your career or your job. You have an issue with money. And so that's what I'm strengthening for you, is your relationship with money. It's coming up having to just make enough. And so we're going to strengthen that for you. And for everybody out there, that you are more than enough and you deserve all the abundance. That was the other card that I was going to show, and that is the Manifestor. But that's this card here. And this is the Manifestor is the one that this dragon is coming from the sacral chakra, where we create from creative solutions. And so we're going to strengthen everybody to that, and you and your husband to that. We've basically running out of time here. Radio time and video time go so fast. So I just want to say thank you for calling in, Tricia, and feel free to, get in contact with me at info@thetruthisfunny.com if you want to let me know how you're doing, and look forward to having the next Dragon Sayer show, which will be on the first Wednesday in June. And I want to thank you, Carter, so much for all your patience and helping me out with this Facebook Live. And thank you to the audience. Thank you to Dr. Pat for giving us all this wonderful opportunity. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time with Karen Benton. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.